community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, right now, we've got Joe from the Brentwood Gazette. Hello, Joe.
Good afternoon.
You're going to give us a sneak preview now.
I am indeed.
Of what's coming up in tomorrow's Gazette.
Indeed. So, we've got two things for you today.
Yeah.
First thing, and perhaps the most important, as I'm sure most of you are aware, is Crossrail is coming.
Yes. Now, I've always thought this would be quite good for the area, to be honest with you.
Yes.
For house prices.
Indeed.
Because it puts us on a main line straight into London. Yeah, it's just... And the other direction as well, out of London. I thought it would be quite good. A quicker line straight in. It would be...
Well, with Crossrail, that is one of the myths that some people seem to have with Crossrail. With Crossrail, it's in effect replacing the all stations, what Grey Angler call the Metro service.
Yeah.
So all stops from Shenfield to Stratford, as it will be.
Yeah, yeah.
So in actual fact, we won't be getting a quicker service via Crossrail, at least not up to Stratford.
Right.
But then it'll obviously go straight through the centre of London, and that's where speed will indeed increase. But there were two information events in the borough last week.
Right.
Brentwood was on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And the lorry... the approved lorry routes have been announced for Shenfield.
Oh, lorry routes. I don't like the sound of this.
Indeed.
I don't like where this is going.
Very nice gravelly voice you got there. Indeed. So, basically, there's two routes that Crossrail are saying they're planning on using. They are proposing to use. Let's be clear on this. They're not saying they're definitely going to use it yet.
Right.
So this could well change. But at the moment... they're saying that there's going to be lorries up to 7 a day during peak construction times. That's not going to be all the time. Coming through Hutton Row, which is the high street, going to the two work sites, one of which is in Friars Avenue and the other on Mount Avenue. And that is sort of what they have to do. But the more contentious route that they say is going to be used infrequently, but how often that is, no one really knows yet, is down... small residential streets such as Crossways, Hunter Avenue,
yeah.
Oliver Road, and back out Alexander Lane into Rayleigh Road.
Yeah.
These are very tight turnings.
That's not good.
Excuse me.
Lorries and tight turnings don't match.
Indeed. And so we've been out and we've spoken to residents in Hunter Avenue, and some are mind, but I think it's fair to say that the majority that we spoke to, at least, are not entirely convinced this is the right route to choose.
Well, it would make you wonder whether... I mean, obviously the Crossrail thing is quite good. It will push house prices up,
yeah.
Which is good. Everybody owns a house. That's lovely.
Absolutely.
Hunky-dory. Everyone's...
Mm-hmm.
But if a lorry is going past your front door, I'm wondering whether that would bring the price down again.
Well, temporarily, yeah. I mean, you know, it's obviously only while the construction's happening.
Yeah. Which will take... I mean, that will take... We're not talking about a 20-minute thing here, are we?
No.
Talking about a few years.
It'll take... I think they're saying around a year and a half or so.
Quite quick, to be honest with you. But
yeah,
if you're trying to sell your house in that year and a half, that's not going to be a very good advert, is it?
No.
Be honest. I can understand them jumping up and down and screaming and shouting.
Exactly, exactly. So that's the latest thing for Crossrail. We've also done a big Q&A session inside. So I went along... spoke to people in Brentwood and also Shenfield as well, see what their concerns were. We've got some of those questions answered by Crossrail.
Mm.
So it's a case of everything you need to know about Crossrail inside tomorrow's Gazette.
Fantastic.
So that's the first thing.
A sneaky peek we've had there.
Indeed.
What else is going on?
There's a second quite incredible story, really, in where the Crown Point Recycling Centre, which is in Kelvin Hatcher, I believe.
Yeah.
As many residents down there will know, it's a hotspot for fly tipping.
And do you know what? That is one of my biggest hates. You're driving down the road. I mean, I've done it the other day. We're driving down the road. It's a lovely area. All of a sudden, you see some pillock has dumped a fridge. They've just dumped a fridge on the corner of the road. And you think, that's just hot. That's just so antisocial. It's untrue. It really, really, really annoys me.
It doesn't look good. So, over the past... 3 years, Brentwood Borough Council, they spent almost 16 in clearing away this unauthorised fly tipping. I mean, it is a recycling centre. People can put rubbish in legitimately, but this is, you know, I'm not entirely sure what people have put, but obviously it's unauthorised piles of stuff.
Yeah.
That people are dumping.
But it never ceases to amaze me. This particular one, I saw a fridge, and you just think, well, the dump's only down there. What are you putting the fridge there for? Put it in the back of your car and drive for 30 seconds, you're at the dump. Why would you do it? It's beyond belief why people are just this ignorant and stupid.
It absolutely is. And I mean, no one's really sure, I mean, who is doing this. And to that end, installed a camera in February. I think it cost about £120 to put in. Yeah. Infrared camera that would catch people.
Yeah.
We've been told it happens at night, so they're doing it. They put the camera in then, and they found out a month later it had actually been stolen.
No.
So
someone's nicked the camera.
Indeed.
Oh, this is getting silly now. This is like a cartoon.
Indeed. So
it's like wacky races.
So for that end, one of the local councillors there has he's going to be asking the council whether they recommend that it be closed. The actual recycling centre to be closed, just because this has gone on for long enough. It's getting a bit out of hand.
Whoa, I mean, it really does annoy me. People just dump stuff wherever they want to dump it, and it's horrible, isn't it? I mean, you see, and another thing that annoys me, and this is not in tomorrow's newspaper, unless it's a quirk of fate, people parking right up the pavements as well. When you're trying to get past with a pushchair or a wheelchair or something, that is so antisocial, it's untrue. And that happens everywhere.
It does. It does indeed. I mean, maybe next week a story will appear about that.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
Well, you never know.
Indeed.
Well, Joe, thank you very much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
And as always, this will be on the website a little bit later on with a link to the Gazette. Thanks a lot, Joe.
You're very welcome.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.